It was reported that a light-colored, possibly gray dual truck with a Texas license plate has swerved off the road, striking several mailboxes and parked vehicles. The driver was described as a white male and was said to have fled the scene, traveling northbound on Longmire Drive. When officers arrived on scene, the same truck was seen driving through the accident scene. Officers then followed the defendant to make contact with him. The defendant was located, stopped on the intersection of Treehouse and Longmire Drive. Officers approached the vehicle, driver's side on foot, and began directing the defendant to turn off the vehicle and exit the vehicle. The defendant abruptly turned the vehicle towards the direction of the officer. The officer did manage to get out of the way. He began traveling northbound on Longmire Drive at a high rate of speed back towards the accident scene. At one point, he entered the incoming lane of traffic and began traveling head-on towards the emergency personnel on the scene. Officers were on pursuit for a short period of time. The pursuit ended at Texas Avenue right in front of the Burger King. The defendant had lost control of his vehicle and jumped out of the driver's door, landing in the inside lane of the northbound Texas Avenue. He was transported to the College Station Medical Center and later booked into jail in the charges of evading arrest or detention in a vehicle and accident involving damage to vehicle.
Visiting with Patricia Logan of the College Station Police Department, while that was going on or during that investigation, there was also another accident that took place on Welburn Road. I believe it was near Graham Road that involved a bicyclist being struck, if you can talk some about that.
Yes, it was involving a 2007 Chevy Express van. The van was traveling southbound on Welburn Road. There was a bicyclist that was stopped in the median waiting for the southbound traffic to clear so that he could cross Welburn Road. The driver of the van saw a white car coming from the northbound lanes come into his lane as if he was going to turn westbound. To avoid collision, the van swerved into the median and struck the bicyclist. The bicyclist was struck and raised up, and he slid down the driver's side of the van. He was not wearing a helmet and was wearing all black and had no lights or any reflectors on his bicycle.
If you could identify the bicyclist then, and what sort of medical treatment did the bicyclist receive?
Bicyclist's name is Sean Jobert, age 42. The bicyclist was taken to the College Station Medical Center with severe injuries.